Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Paula. I'm glad you called. Now, you'll have to count me out tonight, Angel. I'm all jammed up. Some girl just learned that things have been kind of slow for me lately, and she's planning to give me the business.
This is Ed Hurley, he friends, inviting you on behalf of the Kraft Foods Company to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now, join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the talented Texan. Before the Falcon solves today's case, I have a question for you. Have you tried Velveeta lately? Isn't that the finest cheese food you ever put in your mouth? That rich yet mild cheddar cheese flavor is good. Really good eating. You see, Velveeta is made by Kraft, and that's something pretty important to remember, because you and I know what the Kraft name means on cheese and cheese foods. It means the very finest you can buy. So remember this. There's no other cheese food like Kraft's pasteurized processed cheese food, Velveeta, because Kraft, and only Kraft, makes Velveeta. Now, the case of the talented Texan. It's late afternoon in New York, and in a small furnished apartment on Manhattan's east side, a gentleman named Reed Stevens prepares for business while his wife watches interestedly as he opens up shop.
There's a box of shells in the bottom drawer, Kay.
So?
So would you mind getting it for me?
You going to work?
What's it look like?
Ask a silly question and get a silly answer.
What'd you say?
Oh, no.
Haven't you found it yet?
Yes. You must like working for Conway. Here.
What makes you say that?
Been at it for 7 months. That's the longest I ever remember you working for anyone.
I didn't have any better offers.
What about Myers? Didn't he offer you $50 a week more?
That's right, he did.
Why didn't you take it?
Maybe I didn't like the hours.
Or maybe it's because Mr. Myers is a bachelor.
What's that supposed to mean?
Don't you think I know the big attraction at Conway's?
Suppose you tell me.
Mrs. Conway.
How's that again?
Don't try to kid me, Reed. I recognize the signs. I've seen him often enough. You're in love with her.
You're out of your mind.
Then why does your face light up every time she calls you?
Does it?
Yes. And she feels the same way about you. You think I'm blind?
No. If anyone's blind, it's been me.
Well, I'd better stop. You're my guy, and nobody's going to take you away.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has all been very charming, but if you'll excuse me...
Where do you think you're going?
To work, do you mind?
Now, Reed, listen to me. You know, if I didn't love you...
You're going to get out of my way?
No, I am not. We're going to have this out right here and now.
I told you something, Kay. I have Conway calls. Tell him I'm picking up his missus first, then I'll pick him up at the club. Have you got that?
Yeah, I got it, Reed. I got it the first time.
I don't want to heckle, Reed, but you know where you're going?
That's a very good question, Mrs. Conway.
Oh, do you? You passed the club 20 minutes ago. If you intend to pick up Fred there, you're doing it the hard way. What are we stopping here for?
I'd like to talk to you, Lois.
Lois?
You know, my wife said something very strange today.
About us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she thought there was something playing.
What made her think that?
Feminine intuition.
Don't ever sell it short.
And she was right?
Well, no, as it happened, she was wrong, but that's your fault. I went for you the first day I saw you at the club.
7 months ago?
7 months ago. We wasted a lot of time, Reed.
You're right, baby. We got a lot of time to make up for.
Just a second. Yes?
You're Kay Stevens, aren't you?
That's right.
My name is Fred Conway.
I know.
I'm flattered. May I come in?
Well, Reed isn't home.
That's why I picked this time to call.
Oh. Won't you sit down?
I believe I will.
Would you like a...
Not a thing, thank you. I have everything I want. Or perhaps I should amend that statement. I had everything I wanted.
I don't follow you, Mr. Conway.
Please call me Fred. Your husband does.
Well, Reed doesn't like me to take liberties.
Obviously, what's sauce for the goose isn't sauce for the gander.
I don't understand you.
Of course you do, Kay. You're a smart woman. I'm sure it won't come as any shock to you that Reed has been seeing my wife for 5 weeks now.
Well?
Well? What do you propose to do about it?
Nothing.
Nothing?
This may be a new experience for you, Mr. Conway.
Fred.
But it is an old story in this department.
Oh, have there been others?
Dozens. And Reed always comes back to me.
Did it ever occur to you that one day he may not...
What do you mean?
Someday he might meet the one woman who can keep him interested. Who knows? It could be Lois. Jackie.
Oh, hi, Mr. Conway. I didn't see you come in.
How are we doing?
Not much action tonight.
Any calls?
Only Clayburn and Pepper. They want to lay off $8,000 on Mama's boy at Bowie.
Take it. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Your missus is in the office.
She alone?
Uh-huh.
Fine. Incidentally, tell Reed Stevens he can have the night off. I won't need him anymore.
Right.
Hello, darling.
I've been waiting for you, Fred.
I know. Jackie just told me. What is it this time? A new coat?
No, this time you're wrong.
Well, you just name it, Lois. You know there's nothing I'd refuse you.
Suppose I told you I wanted...
A divorce?
How'd you know?
It was fairly obvious. But I think you're making a mistake. Reed doesn't want to marry you.
Doesn't he?
No. I'll bet you've never even discussed it with him.
Have you?
Well, I figured his wife was a much better choice, and she was. She tells me Reed goes through these things periodically.
You're lying.
I wish I were, darling. I know what a blow this must be to your vanity. But I imagine if you called Mrs. Stevens, she'd be happy to give you names and addresses.
Now listen, Fred.
I'm sorry, dear, but I've got a million things to do, and so have you. You'll have to pack your clothes and
what?
Then... Oh, there's no real hurry. Take all the time in the world. If you're out of the house by 11 tonight, that'll be fine.
Hello, I guess you must have been expecting someone else.
What do you want?
You Reed Stevens?
That's right.
I want you.
Now, look, mister.
Just call me Tex.
What's the idea of the cannon?
What's generally the idea?
You nuts?
If somebody don't like you, Reed. You must have gone out of your way to... Just keep your hands right where they are. Hey, it's a nifty-looking shoulder holster you got there. Mind if I see it?
Boy.
That's what I call a beauty. But it set you back.
Now listen, Tex.
Sure wish I could afford one like it. Yeah, don't think much of your shooting iron. Too clumsy. Look at all the effort you gotta use to pull the trigger. I guess I was wrong. It don't seem to take any effort at all.
Second.
Yes?
I'm looking for Michael Waring.
Come in.
Well, I'm afraid there must be some mistake. Are you Mr. Waring?
That's right.
I mean, are you a private detective?
I got a license that says so.
Well, where's your office?
I don't have one. I work right out of here. Disappointed?
Well,
And I don't have a beautiful blonde secretary or a desk full of empty liquor bottles either. Now, if you'd like to get someone else...
I'm sorry, it's just...
No, it's my fault, Miss...
Stevens. Kay Stevens. Only if Mrs.
Well, come on in.
Thank you.
Now, sit down, won't you?
I'd rather not, if you don't mind.
All right, suit yourself. Cigarette?
No, thanks.
Okay, let's get down to cases.
I want a divorce.
Well, what do you expect me to do about it?
Well, I'll need evidence.
So you want me to do a little keyhole peeking, huh?
Yes, his name is Reed Stevens.
You mean his name was Reed Stevens?
What?
That's a funny thing, Sergeant, but I don't remember you knocking.
Come to think of it, I don't remember that either.
What do you mean my husband's name was Reed Stevens?
Well, don't you always use the past tense in connection with a deceased?
What are you trying to say?
He's been murdered, Mrs. Stevens.
No!
Yes, nobody knows that better than you.
Where is he? Where is he? I've got to see him.
You will. Care to join us, Mike?
Is it a pinch?
It is indeed. I'm so glad your apartment is only 8 minutes from headquarters. Whenever we have a homicide, I can always stop here first. And very rarely have I been disappointed. All right, folks, let's go.
This is Ed Hurley again, friends. Well, while Sergeant Corbett and Mike go to headquarters with Mrs. Stevens, I'd like to tell you about an idea that will save you money next time you go to your food store. Just get a loaf of Velveeta, Kraft smooth-melting pasteurized processed cheese food. You can melt Velveeta for a golden smooth cheese sauce that'll do wonders for leftover bits of meat or seafood or vegetables. And it's so easy to make. Just melt a half pound of Velveeta in the top of your double boiler. You needn't cut that half-pound piece of Velveeta up at all, because it melts so easily and smoothly without any lumps. Then simply stir in a quarter cup of milk, season, and there you have a fine-tasting cheese sauce with a grand, rich, yet mild cheddar cheese flavor. And this delicious sauce adds fine nourishment to those leftovers, too, because Velveeta is so rich in important food values from milk. It's digestible as milk itself, so even the smallest youngsters can enjoy it. Whether you melt golden Velveeta for a wonderful cheese sauce or slice it thick for hearty hot or cold sandwiches or snacks, make Velveeta your handy helper, Mother. Get a 2-pound loaf tomorrow and enjoy America's favorite pasteurized processed cheese food, the one and only Velveeta, made by Kraft. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. Only 15 minutes have passed since Kay Stevens was arrested for the murder of her husband. And now at headquarters, while Mrs. Stevens is being booked, Sergeant Corbett makes our hero a sporting proposition.
Look, Mike, I've got an idea. Why don't you just walk out of here and I'll make believe like I never even saw you with Mrs. Stevens?
Well, that's big of you.
Okay, I was just trying to help. She killed her husband just as sure as you're standing there.
I did not.
Then why were you consulting Waring?
I had my reasons. If you weren't so stupid, you'd see that I couldn't have killed Reed.
Why not?
Because I was in love with him.
Why did you want a divorce?
Because I was fed up with him.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, sure it does. You can be crazy about somebody, and yet they can do things to you that drive you out of your mind.
Don't make me laugh.
Oh, it happens every day in the week. It's the old story of not being able to live with someone or live without him.
She managed it nicely.
I tell you, I didn't kill him, Sergeant.
You knew he was chasing around.
He did it before?
But this time he wasn't coming back.
He always came back.
If you were so sure of that, why did you go to Waring to get your evidence for a divorce?
Oh, I don't know. I'm all mixed up.
You weren't so mixed up that you couldn't hire a professional gunman?
That is not true.
All right, lay off a Corbett. What's this about a professional gunman?
We got a description of the lad who actually pulled the trigger.
Who is he?
We're not sure yet, but according to the building superintendent, he was a tall, red-headed boy who spoke with a Western accent.
You think Mrs. Stevens hired him?
Yes.
You're crazy. I would never do anything to hurt Reed.
All right, that's enough, Kay. Who was the other woman this time?
I have no idea.
Well, if she's bashful, I'll tell you. It was Lois Conway.
Lois Conway?
Freddie's wife. You know her?
Not personally. Oh, really? Maybe I'm missing something. Take it easy, Kay. I'll keep in touch.
Call for Mrs. Lois Conway. Call for Mrs. Lois Conway.
Right here, boy.
Hello, Mrs. Conway.
Hello, bellhop.
Well, how could you tell? I thought I did a real professional job.
Who are you?
Mike Waring.
The one they call the Falcon?
No, I'm sure it pays to advertise.
What do you want with me?
Well, it's a long, dull story. Why don't we step into the bar and I'll tell you about it?
No, thank you.
I think you'll change your mind. Reed Stevens is dead.
What?
Mm-hmm. Murdered early tonight.
Maybe I could stand a drink after all.
Bar's right over there.
How did it happen?
A professional gunman paid him a visit in a little hideaway Reed rented on East 58th Street.
Did they catch the man?
No.
And they don't know who hired him, hmm?
Well, the police are inclined to believe it was my client.
Your client?
Mrs. Stevens.
So crazy, Reed was happily married.
He told you that himself?
Several times.
Right through this door.
Good day, Monsieur Lucky Table. No, monsieur, we'll sit right at the bar, but we would like a couple of whiskey sours.
Very good, sir.
You seem to know my preferences.
Oh, you'd be surprised what I know about you, Lois.
Lois?
Well, I figured it's permissible. After all, I do know you real well. I even knew where to find you.
How'd you manage that?
Well, I went to your room first and told the maid I had a COD parcel for you. Imagine my surprise when she said you were staying at the Creighton. Indirectly, that told me a lot more.
I don't see how.
Well, that's because you're no detective. You see, when she refused a COD, it could only mean one thing.
What?
That your husband must have known about you and Reed and tossed you out on your lovely ear.
How dare you!
No. It's a nice right cross you've got.
I never want to see you again.
Now, don't count on it, Lois. I was brought up right. I'll be back if only to turn the other cheek. Take care of yourself, Angel. Hello, Conway.
Waring.
I dropped by earlier tonight.
So the maid told me. Come in.
Thanks.
Take off your coat.
No, I don't think I'll be staying long. You hear about Reed Stevens?
Yes, too bad, wasn't it?
Yes, especially for his wife. I'm working for him.
Don't tell me they think she killed him.
They certainly do.
Well, that's absurd. From what I know, they're a very devoted couple.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you have any idea who done it?
According to the papers, it was a gunman for hire.
Yes, but the question is, who picked up his tab?
I can't believe it was Mrs. Stevens.
No, neither can I. Did he have any enemies? Present company excepted.
Just what is that supposed to mean?
Well, after all, he wasn't one of your favorite people.
Oh, maybe not a real favorite, but I liked him.
Even after he walked off with your wife?
You're mistaken, Mike. Nobody ever took anything away from me.
Well, when Reed did, he certainly didn't get to keep it for long.
Jackie.
Yes?
This is Mr. Waring.
Well, glad to know you.
Don't be too glad. I find him highly objectionable.
I see.
All right, never mind, Jackie. I can take a hint. Lucky thing I didn't remove my coat, eh, Conway? I knew I wasn't going to get to stay long.
Meeting.
Never mind, Jackie. I'll take it. Hello.
That you, Freddy?
Yes, Lois.
I called several times before.
So Jackie told me.
Will it be all right if I come home and talk to you?
No, it won't.
Just for 5 minutes?
It's out of the question, darling.
Look, Freddy, I don't blame you for feeling the way you do. I realize how you must hate me.
Nonsense. I'm extremely fond of you, Lois.
Well, then, couldn't
no.
we...
No, I'm afraid we couldn't.
It won't ever happen again.
Certainly not with Reed Stevens, anyway.
You've got to give me another chance. I'll make it up to you. I swear I will.
You just don't seem to understand, Lois. I'm not interested.
Who do you think you're talking to, anyway?
I'd like to tell you, but I think the telephone company might be shocked.
Listen, Mr. High and Mighty, I know plenty about you. How would you like it if I went to Mike Waring?
I wouldn't bother him. He's a very busy man.
I think he'll clear time to hear what I've got to say.
Don't do it, Lois. You've made one mistake already. I hate to see you make another.
Are you threatening me?
Would I do that to my own wife? But then you won't be my wife much longer, will you? Goodbye, dear. It's been grand hearing from you.
Come in.
I'm looking for Mike Waring.
You know what the good book says. Seek and you shall find.
Yeah, I'm sure glad to make your acquaintance, Mr. Waring. I heard a lot about the Falcon.
Well, you can't believe everything you hear.
I'll say that's a good one.
And what's on your mind, Mr.?
Just call me Tex. Everybody does.
All right, Tex it is. Sit down.
Thanks.
Hey, make yourself comfortable. I'll be back.
Oh. Hmm? Where do you think you're going?
Down the hall.
Come back here.
I just remembered.
I said come back here.
Is that thing loaded?
You can have 6 guests.
No, thanks. I'm awfully bad at games. Well, I would have thought you'd be 1,000 miles from New York by this time.
Why?
Is it your practice to hang around after you do a job?
You're obviously confusing me with someone else.
I doubt it. You're the boy who gunned Reed Stevens.
Now, how in the world did you ever figure that out?
I'm psychic. Who are you working for, Tex?
I'm glad you mentioned that, Mr. Waring, because that's why I'm here. Now, you can see what a trusting soul I am.
Oh, yes, with half an eye.
Well, what would you say if I told you that someone took advantage of my good nature?
No.
They did for a fact. You see, I undertook this assignment on a sort of a contingent basis.
So?
If I deliver, I get paid. And you know what happened?
No, tell me.
Well, after I took care of Mr. Stevens, my party disappeared.
Your party?
The person who hired me. Now, I consider that downright dishonest.
Well, I see your point.
Now, if you was my position, what would you do?
Get even.
That's just what I thought. Of course, that ain't going to put any money in my pocket, so I was wondering if you might be willing to recompense me.
Well, I don't know. What have you got to sell?
Well, a piece of evidence that'll give you the name of the person who hired me.
Where is it?
In this handkerchief.
May I?
Oh, no, I'm afraid you'll just have to take my word for it.
Well, don't you trust me?
Oh, of course I do. Would I be here if I didn't?
Well, you can't expect me to buy a blind item. Now, suppose I...
No, you don't get back. And that wasn't nice, Mr. Waring. I trusted you.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Tex. Guess I lost my head.
Yeah, you did indeed. No.
Good morning, Mr. Waring.
What?
You must have made quite a night of it.
No, where's my head? Must be around somewhere. Oh,
don't try to get up.
No, I don't think I can make it.
What happened?
Well, I had a visitor.
Our friend from Texas?
How did you know?
The elevator boy gave us a description. It tallied with the other.
That was Tex, all right.
What did he want with you?
He said he had some evidence to sell. Seems he never got paid for gunning Reed.
That's modern civilization for you. You can't trust a soul these days.
Well, that was his feeling, too.
What was this evidence he had?
I don't know. He had it wrapped in a handkerchief.
In this handkerchief?
Where'd you find that?
In the hall. Look what was wadded up inside.
An empty cartridge shell.
Yeah, from one of the babies that killed Stevens.
What?
You heard me.
Well, that won't do any good.
Boy, can you call him? There was a thumbprint on this shell.
Whose
do you think? Mr. Stevens, that's whose?
I don't believe it.
Well, maybe you don't, but I'll bet a jury does. And strangely enough, Mike, that's all I care about.
This is Ed Herlihy again, friends. Well, Mike seems a bit skeptical, doesn't he? He wants proof. And if you want to prove to yourself how delicious Velveeta is, you try this. Fix toasted sandwiches of Velveeta, Kraft's delicious pasteurized processed cheese food, and serve them with relishes and your favorite beverage. You can be sure those sandwiches will taste good, because Velveeta has such a fine, rich, yet mild cheddar cheese flavor. And they'll be nourishing, too, because Velveeta is rich in important food values from milk. So make Velveeta your handy helper, Mother, for company snacks and sandwiches, and for the many ways you'll fix it for the family. Get Velveeta in the handy half-pound package or the economical 2-pound loaf. Just be sure you get genuine Velveeta. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. An hour has passed since Sergeant Corbett informed Mike Waring that Kay Stevens' fingerprints were found on the shell that killed her husband. Now, as we find the good sergeant, the Falcon, they're on their way to headquarters. Mike still refuses to accept the evidence.
Listen, Sergeant, there must be some mistake about that shell.
What kind of a mistake?
You're certain that's Kay Stevens' fingerprint on it?
Absolutely.
Well, there must be a logical expert. Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
I know what's coming. You see it all now. You know who was responsible for Reed's murder.
Well, I do. Can you pick up Fred and Lois Conway?
What for?
All right, just humor me, will you?
Okay, Mike, if you're going to act like a jerk, there's no reason why you shouldn't have an audience. They'll be there.
To determine who was behind Reed Stevens' murder.
Well, why isn't Mrs. Stevens here?
That's right, she should be.
He is. You come in, Mrs. Stevens.
Is Mike here?
He's here.
Okay.
Think you know Mr. and Mrs. Conway?
We've met.
Good, then we can begin. Kay, they found your fingerprints on one of the shells that killed your husband.
That's impossible.
Nevertheless, it's true. How do you explain it?
I can't.
Did Reed pack a gun?
Yes.
How did he wear it?
In a shoulder holster.
Was he ever without it?
Never.
Funny, we didn't find one on his body.
Well, it's not so funny. Why couldn't that torpedo have removed it?
That still doesn't explain how her fingerprints got on the shell.
Suppose Reed was killed with his own gun.
So what?
So at one time or another, Kay might have handled it, along with the bullets.
I did. I remember one night in particular, about 5 weeks ago.
And how would you remember that?
Because that was the night that I accused Reed of being in love with your wife. Are you nasty little...
Temper, temper. Now, there you have it, Sergeant.
There I have what?
Your case. Isn't it clear now who's the guilty critter?
No.
All right, just ask yourself, who was the first to know about the romance between Reed and Mrs. Conway?
Listen, Waring.
Conway?
No, of course not, Sergeant. Logically, it would be Mrs. Conway.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, Lois, but I had to help them out. Otherwise, we would have been up all night. And after the evening I spent with your friend Tex, I just couldn't take it. Well, that's all there was to it, Kay. Once I realized Tex was working for Lois, it all added up.
Incidentally, did the police pick him up yet?
Yeah, 20 minutes ago. His real name is Leo Haynes.
Where'd they find him?
On the west side, naturally.
I still don't see Lois's motive.
Oh, that's simple. She learned her husband told her the truth. She was just another girl to Reed. And look what she gave up for him.
What?
Well, Conway threw her out, didn't he?
Now, that's the part I don't understand. You think that Conway would have gone after Reed?
Mm-mm. Wasn't worth it to him. Fred's the kind of man who doesn't like trouble. He had his revenge when he packed Lois in. And as far as he was concerned, that took care of everything.
So poor Lois winds up in the middle with nobody wanting her.
Except the police.
How did you peg her, anyway?
The police gave me the answer. You remember where they found Reed's body?
Yes, in a little hideaway he had on East 58th Street.
Mm-hmm. And what made it a hideaway?
The fact that nobody knew about it.
Exactly. Nobody knew it. Except Reed and Lois. So who could have given Tex the address?
Of course it had to be her. Why didn't I think of that?
Because you're not a detective.
Well, you deserve a lot of credit, Mike.
Was that all I'm going to get?
Oh, no. There's something else. Something you really deserve.
What's that, Angel?
The check. Good night, Mr. Waring.
Ever find yourself at a loss when you need a hot main dish in a hurry? Well, don't let that happen to you. Always keep a package or two of Kraft Dinner on your pantry shelf. Because with Kraft Dinner, you can make delicious macaroni and cheese in just 7 minutes cooking time. Tender, fluffy macaroni with perfect cheese flavor all through it. You see, every package of Kraft Dinner gives you a special quick-cooking macaroni and just the right amount of Kraft grated to sprinkle in for wonderful cheese flavor. And Kraft Dinner can be your answer to today's high prices, because every package cake makes 4 servings at a cost of just a few pennies each. Tomorrow, get a package or two of handy, delicious Kraft Dinner. The Case of the Worried Wife. The Case of the Worried Wife. That's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that if a playboy gets married and tries to settle down, he may find things awfully dead. So be sure to listen at the same time next week to another exciting Adventure of the Falcon, brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company. The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced by Bernard L. Schubert, written today by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Music was by Arlo. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Ken Lynch as Sergeant Corbin. Be sure to hear The Great Gildersleeve next Wednesday evening over most of these stations. In next Wednesday's broadcast, Gildy comes face to face with an hilarious problem and solves it in a way that will keep you laughing for days. Remember the show, the time, and the place, The Great Gildersleeve next Wednesday evening over most of these stations. Check your local newspaper for time of broadcast. This is Ed Hurley. He's speaking for the Kraft Foods Company.
Be sure to hear Rex Harrison and Lily Palmer on The Big Show on NBC.